24/7 World Radio, Watch to Prayer, and we're back. And we are back. Real quick, I just want to say that here I see Matt Gaetz introduced the, quote, pencil resolution, barring Democrat Adam Schiff accessing classified info and launching health ethics investigation on his serial lying. It's funny. Pencil resolution. Schiff is well known for lying openly to the American public during House committee hearings. You know, I looked this up. Adam Schiff is an American lawyer, of course, author, politician. From California, House of Representatives. And he's, let's see, House Intelligence Committee. His district is in California. And his district, let's see, his district's boundaries. If you look up his district's boundaries, they include in California, there's a bunch of various places near L.A. Okay, so near L.A., in Los Angeles, centered in San Gabriel Valley, east of Los Angeles, 30th District. Let's see here. Burbank, California. Burbank is a city in the southeastern end of the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles County, California. So his district is right in Los Angeles, which puts him in close connection with men who are also in close connection with the Archbishop of Los Angeles. And let's see, large part of Los Angeles itself, including Sunland, Tujunga, Hollywood, and the Hollywood Hills, West Hollywood, Echo Park, Silver Lake, and Los Feliz. Blah, 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 who cares? So that's the constituency of Adam Schiff. So he would have to be quite an actor and a deceiver to represent the types of people who are intricately related to Hollywood or Hollywood. Yeah. So that's Adam Schiff. And so they passed the, or they tried, they proposed, Matt Gaetz proposed a, legislation called Preventing, it's a resolution, urging Congress to launch an investigation by the House Ethics Committee. It's called the Preventing Extreme Negligence with Classified Information Licenses Resolution, or the PENCIL Resolution. The resolution expresses the sense of the United States House of Representatives that Congressman Adam Schiff should not have access to classified information, should be investigated by the House Ethics Committee, and should have his comments made during any proceeding of Congress regarding Russia collusion and the Trump campaign be officially struck from the record. I'd say he deserves every second of that striking down. I say he deserves to be put on trial for constant, ceaseless conspiracy to lie in Congress. This guy. He reminds me of the types of men that are described in Psalms chapter 2. Psalm chapter 2. Let's allow the Lord to rebuke Adam Schiff himself. Psalm chapter 2. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder, and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Amen. Kiss the Son. Book of Psalms. Speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff on bad terms with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I also see you'll want to look at this up. A video of Ray Epps breaking through the second barrier at the U.S. Capitol, the United States Capitol there. You can find this on Gateway Pundit. It shows Ray Epps circled in red, leading the charge. We're going to the Capitol, that guy. Well, he said he would, and then on January 6th, he actually did it, and the so-called investigation gave him complete softball questions. Ray Epps. Blah, 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 blah. Bill Gates funds a startup to stop cows from burping methane to combat climate change. What a guy. There is no man-made climate change. Man is not contributing to the climate at all. That undercuts one of the central philosophical theories and presuppositions of our day. Man is contributing to climate change. When actually we're not. And even if we were, we couldn't do anything to change it. Even if we spent every dime we have, we wouldn't be able to change it at all. And isn't it funny that if you say that the Earth is getting warmer, it's actually due to the sun, and it's actually been much warmer than it is now, and it's actually cooling now, and it has nothing to do with man or industrialization or methane gas emitted by cows. And if you actually look, carbon dioxide fuels plant growth, and there's actually images of the greening of the Earth. It's more green because they have more carbon dioxide to breathe. Isn't that weird? Have you ever stopped to think about that? Oh, the polar ice caps are melting. Well, even if that were true, which it's not, do you know anything about the density of water? Water is less dense as a solid, which is why ice floats. So if you melt the ice and you turn it into water, it's actually going to be more dense, which is an overall decrease of volume. The water level should drop, not rise. Ice melting doesn't even make sense to them. Think about that for a while. It might cook your noodle. If we melted all the ice on the Earth, the water level would actually go down. Because liquid water takes up less space than solid water. All right. FBI, are they done censoring us yet with Twitter and everything else? And maybe temporarily. What else is going on? Blah, 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 blah. Madonna, demonic Madonna, mocking Jesus with a blasphemous Lord's Supper photo shoot and portraying the Virgin Mary for Vanity Fair. Well, here's my take on this. God doesn't want pictures of Jesus anyway, so the original that Madonna is making fun of is blasphemous. And Madonna dressing up like it just shows her ignorance. Maybe in her mind she's trying to expose the papacy. But she's barking up the wrong tree, Madonna. Oh, she's dressed like the Virgin Mary. I'm so angry, and so on. I'm not angry. You're a goof. And you're a Satanist. And the original people who drew that picture of Jesus are blasphemers. And this idea of the Virgin Mary is blasphemy. And Mary is not a perpetual virgin. Because if you look in Psalm 68, which the apologists in Rome seem to have ignored, the Bible talks about how her children, the brethren of my mother, and so on. Psalm 68. So no, Mary is not a perpetual virgin. So Madonna's just being weird. I don't get stirred by this. I don't think to myself, how dare she? I am so enraged. When will this stop? And so on. I don't think those thoughts. Ah, here it is. Psalm 69, verse 8. Speaking of Jesus, I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. Reflecting Mark 6:3. How that Mary had other babies after she gave birth to Jesus, because she wasn't a virgin, Mary, to the day she died. What Rome has done is they've taken the ancient Semiramis goddess worship, and they're idolaters in their worship of erroneously calling her Semiramis. It's Semiramis. Semiramis, Astarte, Ashtaroth. She goes by various names. Ostara. You can find the woman and the child depicted all throughout the earth. Oh, that's nice. Under different names. The woman and the child, the woman and the child, the woman and the child. So Madonna's just being goofy and bizarre. And what else is going on? Biden forgets the name of his Secretary of State. Secretary of Defense. That's funny. Here is what Trump has to do today to clinch the GOP presidential nomination, beat DeSantis by 50-point landslide, and become the 2024 presidential frontrunner. Well, if you don't have the preachers that are free to preach the whole counsel of God, then it doesn't matter if George Washington was president. Because George Washington wasn't the one who set us free. The president is not the one who sets us free. Jesus Christ and the preaching of the whole counsel of God is what sets us free. Eat some beef today. Ah, but make it polyface beef. Beef that's eaten grass in the fields. Bill Gates. What else? So evidently the position of the Republican National Committee chairman is up for grabs. And Ronna McDaniel is running or something. And also the MyPillow guy is evidently a contender for being the Republican National Convention chairman. Well, I think where this is headed is basically to tell the story, oh, there is a bunch of more conservatives against the establishment, Kevin McCarthy conservatives. See them? There they are. They are disagreeing in the Republican Party. That's the kind of narrative, basic narrative we're all supposed to gather from the next year or 2 years. Because eventually they're going to put some nutjob in charge of the so-called nonconformist Republican Party and continue to throw the gospel under the bus, and then they'll somehow tie that together with acts of hatred and violence and racism or something, and then say, see, we cannot trust these extreme far-right group. We need to throw them under the bus. We need a Republican Party, but it needs to be moderate, like the Kevin McCarthy's and the other Freemasonic Republican leaders. We don't want to have these ultra-patriots. Patriotism is bad. See, children? So that's kind of the stage play that's constantly being unfolded for us. Let's see, Hunter Biden, what's he still doing? cares? Blah, blah, blah. Ah, tomorrow, Paul Pelosi attack police body cam footage will be released. It's probably going to be inconclusive and ridiculous, as everything else is. Wonderful. What else? What else? What else? Don Lemon's morning show suffers worst week since launch, but he's still thinking of himself as Beyonce. Do they call it the Napoleonic complex or something? Let's see. Absolutely amazing. Now, I also noticed this thing here. Everything that Rome does, we try to now deceive the conservative faction into believing that it's being done by the Communist Chinese Party. So, for example, Dr. Naomi Wolf on the COVID vaccine, quote, "A bioweapon manufactured in concert with the Chinese Communist Party in a slow way to debilitate, if not kill off, the population of North America and Western Europe." Pause. Is the jab a bioweapon? Yes, I believe so. Is it going to debilitate and kill off the population in North America and Western Europe? Yes. Should we place all of the blame on the Chinese Communist Party? Ah, I believe no. I believe we need to take into account Freemasonry, Knights of Malta, intelligence agencies, and the Counter-Reformation, as with everything. 24/7 World Radio, watch into prayer.
This is 24/7 World Radio.
This is Brother Jack. I invite you to listen to my broadcast on 247worldradio.com. I preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Polish-speaking people scattered around the whole world. Furthermore, I defend the Reformation in Poland, Polish Protestants and Baptists, and Polish Reformation Bible. I also expose the Counter-Reformation in my homeland, led by the Jesuits and by the Roman Catholic Institution. Join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 247worldradio.com. Tu brat Jacek, zapraszam Was do wysłuchania mojej audycji na 247worldradio.com. Głoszę Ewangelię Pana Jezusa Chrystusa ludziom mówiącym po polsku rozproszonym po całym świecie. Ponadto bronię reformacji w Polsce, polskich protestantów i baptystów oraz polskiej Biblii Reformacyjnej. Demaskuję również kontrreformację w mojej ojczyźnie kierowaną przez jezuitów i przez rzymskokatolicką instytucję. Dołącz do mnie w każdy czwartek o godzinie 17 czasu wschodnioamerykańskiego na 247worldradio.com.
This is Brother Nicholas. Join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the German Bible Truth Hour and at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Dutch Bible Truth Hour on 24/7 World Radio. This is Bruder Nicholas. Ich lade euch herzlich ein, mich anzuhören jeder Dienstag um 2 Uhr nachmittags, amerikanische Zeit, für die deutsche Bibelwahrheitsstunde und 3 Uhr amerikanische Standardzeit für die niederländische Bibelwahrheitsstunde am World Radio 24/7. Dit is Bruder Nico. U bent hartelijk uitgenodigd om elke dinsdag om 2 uur amerikanische standaardtijd het Duitse Bijbelwaarheidsuur te volgen en 3 uur amerikanische standaardtijd het Nederlandse Bijbelwaarheidsuur te volgen op 24/7 World Radio.
This is Eric John Phelps. Please listen to my broadcast, The Eric John Phelps Show, as I preach the true gospel of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, defend the Protestant Reformation that birthed Western civilization, and expose the counter-reformation of the Jesuit order seeking to make the Pope of Rome the universal monarch of the world. Join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on 247worldradio.com.
You're listening to 24/7 World Radio, home of Eric John Phelps and Vatican Assassins.
24/7 World Radio, Washington Prayer. And you might like this. This next little news blip I see here. Thank you for tuning in, January 26, 2023. You've seen inflation. I don't know if that's happening near you. Price of eggs. What is the price of eggs? Well, what happens when you use paper money based upon nonsense? Paper money is a Roman concept. I should say this. Throughout history, you'll see books written in the 1800s and the 1900s about the Roman hierarchy and how they love their paper monetary systems, their fictions. Treating something as though it has value when actually it doesn't. That's the same thing as a dollar bill. We are told that it has value, but if you look at it like as a piece of paper, it's not actually valuable. Now, I could see, I think Canada, they came out with some bills, dollar bills, whatever, that some currency that is waterproof. You can hardly tear the stuff, and it's waterproof. Now, that seems to be a little value add, right? But, for example, take your winter coat, get a razor blade, and cut out a dollar bill shape out of the fabric. And then ask yourself, self, how much is this worth? And then do the same thing with a 20. Okay. It only has that value because the government says it has that value. So that in and of itself is not stable. And you can see that debated in the Constitutional Convention. Especially Roger Sherman, he said all kinds of things against the dangers of paper money in favor of a gold and silver standard, which is in the Constitution. Congress shall make how's it go? No state shall make anything but gold and silver coin and payment tender of debts, something like that. Gold and silver coin. What happened to the gold and silver coin? Well, we have new things now. Biden to families struggling to put food on the table. All right, so let's say you're struggling to put food on the table, which is a reality in our country. He says, wages are up and they are growing faster than inflation. And then he said this. He says, Biden told families struggling to put food on the table to buy a brand new $65,000 electric car or purchase a new energy-efficient refrigerator to save on tax credits. Ah, because daddy government is going to give you tax credits. Well, a biblical hardened Scotch-Irish Presbyterian independent mentality would be, we don't need government handouts. We're going to make it on our own. That's a distinctly rugged American feature. That's where we get that from. And, of course, it's also passed down through the basic principles of the Protestant Reformation. We're not going to be part of this corrupt system anymore. So we don't need government handouts. We don't need government tax credits for energy-efficient refrigerators, just in principle. Now let's talk about the nitty-gritty on the actual dollar amounts. He says, and by the way, families are going to save more than $1,000 a year on tax credits for these vehicles when they purchase one. And energy-efficient appliances like refrigerators and washing machines. I saw the video. 10 seconds long. Trouble is, when you go online and you look on Amazon and you type in energy efficient refrigerator, here's one for $2,199. So let's walk it back for those people that are in academic circles that are too dumb to understand this. All right, all you PhDs out there, think real hard. Family, struggling to pay the bills, to buy food. Biden tells them, buy an energy-efficient refrigerator. You'll get $1,000 in tax credit. Energy-efficient refrigerator is 2 times the tax credit. Well, that's just a really expensive energy-efficient refrigerator. This is the whole communist idea of spending money so that you can save it. Well, how about you save the money so you can save it? I'm on a Lowe's big box store. Energy efficient refrigerator. $899. $799. 20 cubic feet. $1,049. $719. $579. $699. $999. $799. $479. $629. $899. Of course, I don't think this factors in tax or delivery or anything like that. $849. $579, you're only getting 10 cubic feet. How are you going to have food for your family if you're only getting 10 cubic feet? That's for, like, a dorm room. So, no, I'm talking about a refrigerator for a family of 4, not these little petite things. Yeah, that's you're barely going to break even. And that's on a refrigerator. Okay. So, what about this whole, like, buy the car part? $65,000 electric car. So, when they're supposed to spend money on appliances, when are they going to get that credit back? And how much is that credit going to change? I mean, it's not... We're not supposed to – it's classic socialism to have some kind of handout like this. But that's what they like. They like the socialist handouts. I want to get to this article right here. Biden regime working with big tech and academia to adapt military-grade artificial intelligence used against ISIS, which is the CIA, to target Americans worried about vaccine safety and election integrity. My, my. The whole thing about free speech comes full circle with this one. The Biden regime has consistently demonstrated that conservatives are their primary enemies and will utilize various tools to silence them. A report today from Just the News claims the regime is now adopting tactics formerly used against the Islamic State to censor conservatives. According to the report, the regime is colluding with big tech, private firms, and academia to use military-grade artificial intelligence to identify so-called, quote, misinformation. Well, if you go back to 1933, what happened was there was a seizure of all the land, labor, and property as a result of the banking fiasco. And so if the government is able to seize every birth certificate and seize every business and make them all enemies and belligerents living in occupied territory, then that gives them at least a foot in the door to justify using all these weaponry and all this propaganda and psyop against the American people, who they deem to be enemy belligerents living in occupied territories. So they would, of course, use the same stuff that they use against ISIS, against these so-called patriots. The funding for this endeavor goes through the National Science Foundation. And so now, what are you going to do? You're going to be... the story is the government's campaign to fight, quote, misinformation has expanded to adapt military-grade artificial intelligence once used to silence the so-called Islamic State, ISIS, to quickly identify and censor American dissent on issues like vaccine safety and election integrity. But you mean like all the people that are dying because they have these clots in their bodies that are completely unnatural, and they're dropping over dead at 15, like that one guy who fell over on the Buffalo Bills football game, and all those other people that are dropping dead, and all the hundreds of athletes in their prime keeling over dead, and all this death and destruction, except it's not supposed to be happening, except it actually is, except we have to conclude that anything else besides the jab is causing it, because the cowards in the medical agencies are too cowardly to say the truth. American dissent on issues like vaccine safety and election integrity. Ah, all the voluminous information we could give about the election con that's been going on for decades. Sure. Well, Rome is keen to despise free speech and to attack those who have anything true and rightful to say, according to grant documents and cyber experts. So you can look this up. DARPA is involved. Anything DARPA touches is basically from Satan. The National Science Foundation has awarded several million dollars in grants recently to universities and private firms to develop tools eerily similar to those developed in 2011 by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, in its Social Media in Strategic Communications program. Social Media in Strategic Communications. DARPA said those tools were used, quote, to help identify misinformation or deception campaigns and counter them with truthful information. Ha ha ha. Are they going to quote from the King James Bible in their truthful information? No, I don't think the King James Bible is part of Satan's library of truthful information that he wants other people to know. Satan knows the Bible very well, but he doesn't want anyone else to know the Bible very well, because if they did, then they would be on guard against his deceptions and he wouldn't get anywhere. Ha ha, see how that goes? It's really not that complicated. Beginning with the Arab Spring uprisings in the Middle East that spawned ISIS over a decade ago. All I see there is NSA, CIA, 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 great, 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 great. Jesuit, CIA, conspiracy, wonderful. The initial idea was to track dissidents who were interested in toppling U.S.-friendly regimes or to follow any potentially radical threats by examining political posts on big tech platforms. Mike Bentz, executive director of the Foundation for Freedom Online, has compiled a report detailing how this technology is being developed to manipulate the speech of Americans via the National Science Foundation and other organizations. Mark my words, this is going to come full circle. I don't know when, but you're going to end up with the same exact thing, and you'll have people crying out, please implement this technology. Please take away the jihadis from us. Please stop them using the censorship ideas. Please stop any radicalization. And they'll say, okay, we'll do that. Okay, okay. Oh, look, here's some Bible-believing preachers exposing sodomy and exposing election fraud and exposing the vaccine jabs agenda. Okay, well, we'll have to silence them too, won't we? Oh, well, oh, you got us. Oh, you checkmated us by using this as a lying front and then morphing it into the people at the back of the line, i.e. those holding to the real truth of the Bible and the exposing of the mark of the beast and exposing of all these other things. But we had to get through ISIS in order to get to, you know, the patriotic Bible-believing preachers of historical normalcy. We have to go through them to get to you. Oh, oh. That's exactly what they're going to try. So pray they be exposed. Utopian vision of censorship, blah, 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 blah. So yeah, Rome is just wringing their hands to roll this stuff out and to walk us through every step of the process. I saw also that Ghislaine Maxwell, shift gears. Ghislaine Maxwell says that she believes that Jeffrey Epstein was murdered. Tucker blasts Attorney General Barr's response to Jeffrey Epstein's death. Maybe someone in the new Republican Congress should look into all of this. That's what I've been saying the last 3 or 4 weeks. Maybe someone in the so-called Republican Congress should look into the list of attendees at Epstein Island. The Epstein Island flight logs. You don't think the FBI has access to the flight logs? Why don't they look into that? Do they not have enough funding? Do they not have enough resources? The Federal Bureau of Investigation. They don't have enough to look into it. They're not going to course they do. All their bosses are all in with the people that were there. It's the blackmail mechanism. Otherwise, prove me wrong. And look into all these people. We're not going to do that. The wonderful thing about the Lord is that his justice will be served at something called the Great White Throne Judgment, where no one escapes. Except those that are in Christ Jesus, they get to go to the judgment seat of Christ. But everybody else, they go to something called the Great White Throne Judgment. No, they don't. That's just crazy. Okay, I'll pack a lunch. That's what's going to happen. So all these people who wring our hands, oh, they're not going to get justice. Oh, they're not going to. Just sit tight. Eventually, they'll come face to face with Jehovah. There's no paying off Jehovah at that point. And there's no bribing him. There's no secret handshakes. There's no, you know, sign of the poor widow's son, Freemasonic, whatever. None of that. Not on Judgment Day. Lord willing, we'll be back.
You're listening to 24/7 World Radio.
This is Eric John Phelps. Please listen to my broadcast, The Eric John Phelps Show, as I preach the true gospel of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, defend the Protestant Reformation that birthed Western civilization, and expose the counter-reformation of the Jesuit order seeking to make the Pope of Rome the universal monarch of the world. Join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on 247worldradio.com.
This is Brother Jack. I invite you to listen to my broadcast on 247worldradio.com. I preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Polish-speaking people scattered around the whole world. Furthermore, I defend the Reformation in Poland, Polish Protestants and Baptists, and Polish Reformation Bible. I also expose the Counter-Reformation in my homeland, led by the Jesuits and by the Roman Catholic Institution. Join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 247worldradio.com. Tu brat Jacek, zapraszam Was do wysłuchania mojej audycji na 247worldradio.com. Głoszę Ewangelię Pana Jezusa Chrystusa ludziom mówiącym po polsku rozproszonym po całym świecie. Ponadto bronię reformacji w Polsce, polskich protestantów i baptystów oraz polskiej Biblii reformacyjnej. Demaskuję również kontrreformację w mojej ojczyźnie kierowaną przez jezuitów i przez rzymskokatolicką instytucję. Dołącz do mnie w każdy czwartek o godzinie 17 czasu wschodnioamerykańskiego na 247worldradio.com.
This is Brother Nicholas. Join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the German Bible Truth Hour and at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Dutch Bible Truth Hour on 24/7 World Radio. This is Bruder Nicholas. Ich lade euch herzlich ein, mich anzuhören jeder Dienstag um 2 Uhr nachmittags, amerikanische Zeit, für die deutsche Bibelwahrheitsstunde und 3 Uhr amerikanische Standardzeit für die niederländische Bibelwahrheitsstunde am World Radio 24/7. Dit is Bruder Nico. U bent hartelijk uitgenodigd om elke dinsdag om 2 uur amerikaanse standaardtijd het Duitse Bijbelwaarheidsuur te volgen en 3 uur amerikaanse standaardtijd het Nederlandse Bijbelwaarheidsuur te volgen op 24/7 World Radio.
You're listening to 24/7 World Radio.
24/7 World Radio, watching a prayer, and we're back. And let me continue here. I'm going to spend, even though I kind of don't want to, I want to intro this next chapter. Because I see all this happening, and I want to put this in the proper context. Spain's under 15 football star Estrella Martin dies suddenly. Another 14-year-old soccer player from Spain dies suddenly. I wonder if she got the jab. That's sad. Young people in their prime. All right, so let me read this to you. History of Protestantism, Book 15, Chapter 5. The Jesuit teaching on regicide, murder, lying, theft, etc. The three great rules of the Code of the Jesuits, which we have stated in the foregoing chapter, namely, 1, that the end justifies the means, 2, that it is safe to do any action if it be probably right, although it may be more probably wrong, and 3, that if one know to direct the intention aright, there is no deed, be its moral character what it may, which one may not do, may seem to give a license of acting so immense that to add thereto were an altogether superfluous and indeed an impossible task. But if the liberty with which these three maxims endow the Jesuit cannot be made larger, its particular applications may nevertheless be made more pointed, and the man who holds back from using it in all its extent may be emboldened, despite his remaining scruples or the dullness of his intellectual perceptions, to avail himself to the most utmost of the advantages it offers, for, quote, for the greater glory of God, unquote. He is to be taught not merely by general rules, but by specific examples, how he may sin and yet not become sinful, how he may break the law and yet not suffer the penalty. But further, these sons of Loyola are the kings of the world, and the sole heirs of all its wealth, honors, and pleasures, and whatever law, custom, sacred and venerable office, august and kingly authority, may stand between them and their, quote, rightful lordship over mankind, they are at liberty to throw down and tread into the dust as a vile and accursed thing. The moral maxims of the Jesuits are to be put in force against kings as well as against peasants. So that's what they think. The lawfulness of killing excommunicated, that is, Protestant kings, the Jesuit writers have been at great pains to maintain, and by a great variety of arguments to defend and enforce. By the way, I'm reading from the book History of Protestantism by James Wiley, Book 15 on the Jesuits, Chapter 5. The Jesuit teaching on regicide, that means killing of kings, murder, lying, theft, etc. The proof is as abundant as it is painful. M. de la Chalotais reports to the Parliament of Bretagne, as the result of his excommunication of the laws and doctrines of the Jesuits, that on this point there is a complete and startling unanimity in their teaching. By the same logical track do the whole host of Jesuit writers arrive at the same terrible conclusion. Listen. The slaughter, namely, of the sovereign on whom the Pope has pronounced sentence of deposition. Well, in America, the original sovereign was we the people. So who do you think the Pope has in his crosshairs? We the people. If he shall take meekly his extrusion from power, and seek neither to resist nor revenge his being hurled from his throne, his life may be spared. But should, quote, he persist in disobedience, unquote, like our grand and glorious written constitution and the constitutions of the states, but should he persist in disobedience, says M. de la Chalotais, himself a papist, and addressing a popish parliament, quote, he may be treated as a tyrant, in which case anybody may kill him. Well, the Bible says that Jesus Christ will rule and reign with a rod of iron. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In fact, somewhere around here, I got a list of various scriptures that tell us that Jesus Christ will rule and that everyone's supposed to be subject to him. And, well, the Pope believes that he is Christ on the earth. The Pope believes that he is the vicar, the substitute of Christ on the earth. So then the logical next reaching satanic conclusion would be, well, then everyone should be subject to the Pope like they're supposed to be subject to Jesus. Well, if that's the case, then you should be able to. So it's sort of like if you give a mouse a cookie, he wants the milk. If you give him the milk, he wants this. If you give him this, he wants this. If you give him this, he wants this. Till the point where they conclude that if a king persists in disobedience, he may be treated as a tyrant, in which case anybody may kill him. Such is the course of reasoning established by all authors of the society, that is, the Jesuits, who have written ex professo on these subjects: Bellarmine, Suarez, Molina, Mariana, Santarel, all the ultramontanes, that means over the mountain, that means spreading the control and power of the papacy beyond Rome. All the ultramontanes, without exception, since the establishment of the society. Here's a footnote that says, there are, adds M. de la Chalotais in a footnote, nearly 20,000 Jesuits in the world in 1761, all imbued with ultramontane doctrines and the doctrine of murder. That is more than a century ago. Their numbers have prodigiously increased since. Ah, so maybe that would shed light on COVID. Maybe that would shed light on Epstein Island. Maybe that would shed light on World War I, World War II, the war between the states, the destruction of the American Protestant and Baptist South. Maybe that would shed light on the constant ceaseless attempt to stir up racial animosity. Maybe that would shed light on Auschwitz and on the pogroms to kill the Jews and on a whole host of horrible, terrible situations. Maybe that would shed the 20th century in a completely different light, and the war on terror, and the censorship, and Twitter, and the intelligence agencies, and 9/11, and so on. Maybe we should take into account what these men are up to when we start to try to unravel modern-day affairs. And after all, God says that it's the city on seven hills that reigneth over the kings of the earth. Maybe we should pay attention to what God says. Oh, we don't want to do that, huh? They don't want to do that. You know why? Because people don't want to have God convict them of their sins, because they like either fornication or some other thing, and they don't want God's word to convict them. They don't want to repent. They don't want to believe in the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to him for salvation, for the forgiveness of sins. Well, then fine, then have Rome rule over you and beat you down. That's what you get. You reap what you sow. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. But have not the writers of this school expressed in no measured terms their abhorrence of murder? Have they not loudly exclaimed against the sacrilege of touching him on whom the church's anointing oil has been poured as king? In short, do they not forbid and condemn the crime of regicide? Yes, this is true, but they protest with a warmth that is fitted to awaken suspicion. Rome can take back her anointing, and when she has stripped the monarch of his office, he becomes the lawful victim of her consecrated dagger. Consecrated dagger. There's no such thing as a consecrated dagger. On what grounds, the Jesuits demand, can the killing of one who is no longer a king be called regicide? So they're saying, well, if the Pope removes a certain man from being king, then you're not really killing a king. Well, that's clever. That's a little clever word game. So what the Pope just says, you're not king anymore. Oh, now it's free game. Well, we would never kill a king. We just depose him first in our little paperwork over here. And then we can kill him. That's called sin. Thou shalt not kill. Suarez tells us that when a king is deposed, he is no longer to be regarded as a king, but as a tyrant. Quote, he therefore loses his authority, and from that moment may be lawfully killed, unquote. Question, during the American War for Independence, did we go kill King George III? No, we didn't do that. Did we take the followers of King George III and kill them in the colonies? Did the Americans do that? No, they didn't do that. Why? Because they had their minds steeped in the Word of God, and they knew their limitations. And you don't do those sorts of things. The French Revolution was extremely bloody. The French king got his head chopped off. All the people that were on the side of the king got their heads chopped off, and so on. And they just kept killing. Same thing with the Bolshevik Revolution, because they were both run by Rome. Not so the American Revolution. When we had our Declaration of Independence and we fought against the King of England, did we try to take over the crown in England and establish a different government there? No, it was a war for independence. When the American South tried to leave the Union, did they try to take over Washington, D.C. and put a new president in Abraham Lincoln's place? No, they were trying to leave. Well, here you have Rome trying to kill kings. It's called regicide. It's a doctrine of theirs. JFK comes to mind. Nor is the opinion of Jesuit Mariana less decided. Here, it says, he therefore loses his authority, and from that moment may be lawfully killed. Nor is the opinion of the Jesuit Mariana less decided. Speaking of a prince, he says, quote, if he should overthrow the religion of the country, in other words, if a king sets back the papacy and introduce a public enemy within the state, in other words, the Bible, I shall never consider that man to have done wrong, who, favoring the public wishes, would attempt to kill him. It is useful that princes should be made to know that if they oppress the state, that is, set back the papacy, and become intolerable by their vices and their pollution, translation, read the Bible, they hold their lives upon this tenure, that to put them to death is not only laudable, that means praiseworthy, but a glorious action. It is a glorious thing to exterminate this pestilent and mischievous race from the community of men. Wow, what tolerance, what liberalism, right? All my left-leaning friends, when are you going to wake up? This here is a problem. And all my conservative friends that are defending Romanism constantly and ceaselessly, when are you going to wake up? This here is the problem. Constantly and ceaselessly, oh, no, we're not going to understand it. We choose not to understand it. Away with this man. Away with this truth. Away, this shall not be the truth. This cannot be possible. Ha 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 ha. And so on. Fine, reject it to your own destruction. You can read that in the book by Mariana himself called De Regi et Regis Institutioni. Lord willing, I'll learn Italian someday. I guess it's Latin. Whatever, who cares? Wherever the Jesuits have planted missions, opened seminaries, and established colleges, like Georgetown, right up the street from the Capitol building and the White House and the Supreme Court building and so on, they have been careful to inculcate these principles into the minds of the youth. And that's where they get their power. Inculcating wrong principles into the minds of the youth. That's why they're so adamant about so-called public schools and manipulating the people with advertising and manipulating the youth with nonsense. Thus, sowing the seeds of future tumults, revolutions, regicides, and wars. Wow, what a sentence. Now there's a summary. I need to read that again. I'm sorry. I'm going to get my highlighter out, and I'm going to go like this, and I'm going to read it again. Wherever the Jesuits have planted missions, opened seminaries, and established colleges, They have been careful to inculcate these principles in the minds of the youth, thus sowing the seeds of future tumults, revolutions, regicides, and wars. These evil fruits have appeared sometimes sooner, sometimes later, but they have never failed to show themselves, to the grief of nations and the dismay of kings. Lord willing, we'll be back next week. Pick up from there. Get this book, History of Protestantism. Get a book, Vatican Assassins. Acquaint yourself with the truth of history, because it makes the present day make so much more sense. And the Bible confirms it in Revelation chapter 17. Lord bless.
This is 24/7 World Radio.